This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Oil executives, grid operators, and government officials from around the globe have all been meeting this week in Houston for one of the world's biggest energy conferences. It's called CERAWeek, and it comes to a close today. Vijay Vaitheswaran is there, and he's Global Energy and Climate Innovation Editor for The Economist magazine and joins us to talk about it. Hi, Vijay.
Hi there.
What's everyone talking about? What are the hot topics?
So it's interesting. The mood is very sour this year amongst the oil men. Under the Biden administration's watch, oil and gas production has grown dramatically, in part because the U.S. has encouraged it. The Biden team has encouraged this because of the war in Ukraine, the crackdown on Russia, the energy crisis in Europe. And so the oil industry was relatively happy. This year, the mood is very different, quite sour.
Is that because the Biden administration had put a temporary pause on liquefied natural gas exports to certain countries?
Well, you put your finger on it. There are a couple of reasons why. One is very much to do with some of the election year decisions that the Biden administration has taken. One is the pause on LNG export approvals. But there are other decisions, too. There's a decision, very technical tax ruling concerning the way that hydrogen is made. There's a new ruling this week concerning tailpipe emissions that's really about encouraging electric vehicles. They've seen a series of decisions that, from their point of view, is hostile to the industry. But there's another reason, a deeper reason, that is that the money that was supposed to flow from the bipartisan infrastructure law, as well as the IRA climate law, has been a bit slow coming. Santa Claus came last year. This year, the goodie bag looks a little empty. And there also seems to be a stick that Santa Claus is wielding. And so, as you could imagine, the oilmen are throwing a tantrum.
Are there any telling dividing lines that you see on display at this conference?
Really, the ghost at the banquet at this event was Donald Trump. People are very, very mindful that there's an election year. This is a split country. And they believe that the agenda on environment will lead to a lot of rollbacks. Now, to be clear, the IRA law, the signature accomplishment of the administration, Biden administration on climate, is not expected to be rolled back. And I spoke with a lot of lobbyists for the energy industry. They don't want it rolled back. That's because it provides many, many billions of dollars, really hundreds of billions of dollars, including green energy. A number of them are actually investing in some of these renewable plants that are going to get very lucrative credits.
When this conference, when CERAWeek ends, what do you think the main thrust will be? What are some outcomes that might have an impact on the industry's future?
You have to go back to trace the arc to Dubai, where the World Climate Conference, the UN COP28, took place just in November, where there was a huge momentum to phase out fossil fuels, right? There was an international agreement. Here is the counterpoint in the rebuttal from Houston, the energy and oil capital of the world, and that is not so fast. The chairman of Aramco, the Saudi oil company, gave a very aggressive speech at the start of the conference saying, here are some hard truths about energy. 80% of the world's energy still comes from fossil fuels, and oil is here to stay, and we're here to stay.
Vijay Vaitheswaran is Global Energy and Climate Innovation Editor at The Economist magazine. Vijay, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.